tell you about Windman.
I've swapped complete failure as a Kickstarter.
Star Fox Command is the first game that you get to be Anthony Birch.
The first of many fuck yous. Like a fucking Looney Tunes?
Stipulation was behave yourself and keep your dick in your pants, and you have not followed through on that.
You know, I'm just like any other working Joe. Me and Alex, we work 9-to-5 jobs, working construction here in New York City. Once we get home, we like to crack open a nice, cold noise, boys. I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but I will buy any alcohol product that has the word boys in it. I spent $24 on shit beer called Cider Boys for that reason.
I don't drink alcohol, but when I buy it for Sherry, I just get whatever looks like cool in finger quotes. Like, I found this one fucking, like, $20 bottle of wine that had, like, this freaking looking eyeball on it. And I'm like, yeah, hopefully this tastes good because this is what she's getting.
Alcohol's weird, Alex. You have to find something that tastes good to you. But so on the left side, you've got us working Joes, where we go home and crack open a Coors. And then you've got the opposite side, where someone's got, like, a beard that wraps around to their head and makes themselves into, like, a hair turban, who only drink, like a single plum doused in perfume served in a man's hat. You gotta find a good equilibrium.
You know what else is fucking weird? Working at the Kino Mart. Hey, Tad, what's your favorite part about working at the Kino Mart? Mine's the peacocks. So, I get my job back at Walmart, and over the stone wall we have around Walmart, because I don't know, we got a stone wall, is a bunch of people own a bunch of fucking peacocks. And they just go off every, like, 2 or 3 hours, going, or whatever a fucking peacock sounds like. I only know they're, I haven't seen them, because I can't see over the fucking wall, it's huge. But I know they're peacocks, because, like, while I'm out there helping customers, they'll just be like, hey, those are peacocks, when they fucking, like, start cawing.
I don't think anyone's actually ever seen a peacock.
I mean, I saw
one. Have you ever gone to, when was the last time you went to a zoo?
Like, when I was a kid, but the Illinois, the Chicago Zoo has a fucking peacock that, well, at least back when I was a kid, he'd probably be dead now, I don't know how long they live for, but, they just walk around the fucking zoo in a peacock.
Well, actually, I almost hit a peacock with my car once. I was, driving home from my old job at Road Ranger, where I got fired for making a dick joke, and, there's, like, a farm. It's not like a farm, it's like a restaurant, but it calls itself a farm, and it's got like a windmill and shit. And they have a bunch of birds there. Just various birds. They've got ducks. They got super ducks, aka geese. They got chickens and turkeys and peacocks that kind of run around.
Chickens, turkeys are super chickens, Tad.
Oh, right, yeah. And I was driving, and one of them just walked out into the middle of the road. Actually, I've killed two birds on that road. Not peacocks, but twice when I was driving to work, I just fucking murked a bird from there. And it was like a goddamn cartoon, because I hit it and it disappeared. I looked at my rearview mirror and I saw a poof of feathers.
Like a cartoon.
It's like that that image I linked you, where it's a fucking subway that's painted like Finn from Adventure Time, covered in blood splatters.
Okay, so when I was not working at Walmart, I unironically was just like missing the peacocks, because you hear them all the fucking time if you like ever left the fucking store. So like when I first like got back to Walmart and like I'm doing my new fucking job, my new shift, I hear them, I'm like, yes, I'm home. I go to break, I sit down, the janitor's complaining. It's like, man, second day on the job, did I get hired? And then someone just had a big old shit on the floor in the girls' bathroom. And I'm just like, yep, I'm home. So I used to work nights, right, Tad? Here's the thing about nights. That's after all the people leave and all the janitors have already finished cleaning everything. Working days, I've realized, a lot of people like shit on the floor at Walmarts.
Well, the third day of me working at Road Ranger, someone went in the toilet and just shat all over the place. I think it's a thing. Someone will... There's like an underground railroad of secret shitters where they'll find out, oh, this person just got hired at this job. Go in there and just shit on everything. Like, even at Cracker Barrel. Even at Cracker Barrel, like 2 weeks after I got... Well, 2 weeks, so they were a little bit slow on this one. 2 weeks I went in there... And they're like, hey, someone shit all over the bathroom. But because it's Cracker Barrel, what that means is that, like, someone left poopy toilet paper on the ground, so I just sweeped it up.
Ugh. Oh, dude. Like, just yesterday, oh, 2 days ago, before my fucking weekend, when we were recording this episode, at the end of the last, like, 30 minutes of the fucking shift, I walk into the bathroom, there's just, like, smeared shit that someone, like, stomped on, because you can see a boot mark, right? There's just smeared shit every which way at the toilet. But, like, the way the boot looks, you can tell the guy was sitting on the toilet. So I'm not sure how that worked.
Like, but You didn't see it, maybe? I don't know. Maybe it's preoccupied.
But it's smeared, like, three directions with his shoe. And I can, no, I can tell it's shit other than the fact that it looks like shit. But there's, like, corn in it. And, like, the fucking boot mark. I walk in, say, nice, and immediately turned around and went to the other bathroom. Or, you know, speaking of shit, actually, that same day in the morning when I went to go take a crap, I go into this toilet and there's these just two turds the size of my head in the fucking toilet bowl. I was like, yeah, I'm not shitting there. And so to the other bathroom. Yep,
that's a yikes from me.
It was huge. I thought it was like a dead cat or something. It was really big. But
my little brother told me that he worked at a car wash for a while. It was like a hand wash thing. They had a sign up front that said hand jobs $5.
What did they mean by this?
And he remembered. So he was on, like, there was like three different stages to the wash. The people in the first one, normally they do like an inspection of the car like real quick, and like, everyone was just, like, avoiding this truck super hard. And he's like, huh, I wonder why. And so he checks it in there, and he notices, like, there's a cat inside of, like, the rim around the tire.
Oh.
So this dude, like, murked not a jungle cat. There's no jungles around here. He murked, like, a fucking wild cat.
Like a bobcat.
And just went to the goddamn car wash to get rid of it. What a sadistic fuck.
I mean, he doesn't want to do it. Pay some servants to do
it. But here's the thing. They didn't. They just ignored it. No one cleaned that because they're not going to you're getting paid. That dude would hire people who are under 18 and pay them like $6 an hour and take all their tips.
Nice.
So you're gonna. $6 is not enough for me to take a fucking crowbar to a jungle cat. Forest cat, fuck it.
Speaking of tips, so at Walmart, we can't take tips, right? I mean, that sounds pretty obvious because who's going to tip a Walmart employee anything? But I work as a courtesy clerk now, which is a fancy word for cart pusher. But I also have to be the errand boy for every old lady in Idaho. So what that means is I got a little radio earpiece in. And if they say, like, hey, we need to carry out over our register wiggity wham wham wazzle, I have to drop everything I'm doing right there. I have to get everything out of the way. Like, if I'm pushing cars, they immediately stop and go help these people out. It's always some old lady on life support who can't even pick up her own groceries and put them in their car.
Do you just leave the carts in the middle of the...
No. I bring them off to the sidewalk, but, like, I hate having to stop and, like, bring them all the way over there. Because, like, say I'm at the other end of the fucking parking lot, I have to fucking... And I'm, like, stock it up. Like, you want to get, like, 20 carts and then bring them in, right? I'm like, all right, I got about 6 carts here now. And like, oh, hey, courtesy clerk, drop everything. Help this 90-year-old lady on life support. It's like, guess I'm not doing this. So I got to walk all the way over there. And 90% of the time, it's just... Legit, just taking their groceries out of their cart and putting them into their trunk for them. Because it's old ladies, you can't lift them. How they even got them into their cart in the first place, I don't know. But It irks me. It irks me because, like, I can understand if you don't need me to help me carry something, like, heavy for you. But if it's your groceries, I mean, come on. You have to be able to survive on your own here, ma'am. Please.
Do they have to hold tip you, Alex?
Well, I can't take tips, even if they do. But one guy...
Definitely, I'm sure, Alex.
No. I can't take them because I can get in trouble for that. But here's what happened. This one couple was like asking me for like a bunch of questions before they even like parked the car. They're this gigantic fucking red truck, dude. So they're like way up high talking to me.
Was there a cat in the inside of the tire?
No, don't worry about that. At least not yet, anyway. But I help them out, and then I get called in to help them pick up like their big old fucking like pool or whatever the fuck they're buying. Something like really big and heavy. So I help them lift it into their truck. He's like, "Here, buddy. Thanks for helping. It's not gonna be such a good sport." He's like a $5 tip. I'm like, "Whoa, sir. Sorry, we can't take tips at Walmart." And he takes it out of my hand, puts it in my pocket, and said, "Sorry, I don't know what you're talking about." And then he left. He forcibly gave me $5.
See, Alex, our jobs, when I work, that's basically what my job was at Road Ranger, except more shit. And more me eventually getting tired and just like sitting in the shed and browsing 4chan on my phone for like 2 hours at a time.
Well, I actually like this job a lot because it's really, really laid back out there. You get paid really nicely. And I used to be a vampiric ghoul who sat in his room and worked the night shift so I had no sunlight. Now I'm a mixture of both tan and burnt. So I actually am like a human being now.
I remember because I would work outside a lot, my shirt was short sleeved. If I peeled it back, ghost white.
Yeah, more or less for me still. I got the redneck color where it's all in my neck and my face and my arms. And if I just take off my shirt, I'm just white. But speaking of pushing these carts, so there are various ways to push carts. I know it sounds stupid, but everyone kind of has their own little unique way of doing it.
Okay, Alex, what is this like fucking... Did you go to Walmart and have, like, Mr. Miyagi teach you how to fucking push these carts?
No, it's like an anime, just Masaka. I've never seen someone push a cart that way. Such finesse, such talent. No. You get your stupid cart manager, the stupid little robot thing that helps you push carts. And you can, like, either take it right through the fucking, like... I don't even know what to call them. The stupid rails that have the carts all pushed in there and just push them all out at once in like one big like worm train. Or you could take them out piece by piece, which is way slower, but way safer. Because once upon a time, this was like the third week of me working there, I needed to go faster. So I just put it right through the fucking rail and just take all the carts out at once. So the reason you shouldn't do that is because... they don't turn really well when they go out all at once like that. They're kind of still stuck together. So I skidded past this one car and scratched it really fucking good. I'm talking big. Like, ooh, I could tell. Not only was it scratched up, but there was blue skid marks from the fucking Walmart carts on there. So it was like, literally nobody else could have done that but me. I remember when I was pushing it, I just hear it and I'm like, well, I'm in trouble. So I look at this big marking. I'm like, well, can they even notice it? Yep, there's the blue. Ah, shit. Fuck. Man. Well, when they come out here, I'll just apologize and get in trouble for it. But what if they don't notice? I mean, no point in throwing myself under the bus if I don't exactly have to, right? So I'm waiting. I'm pushing carts in, and I just keep taking, like glances. Double takes, triple takes, quadruple takes the car, waiting for... it's in the handicap spot, right? So, it's really close by to the door. So I just keep looking back, waiting for whoever owns that car to come out and, like, scream, "What the fuck happened to my car?" And, they finally come out. It's a very, very old Asian couple. And, like, as they slowly approach their car, I start sweating bullets. Like, oh, shit. He opens his back door, starts putting his groceries in. I'm like, oh, he won't notice. Takes, like, a big item, goes to the back of his car where the scratch is to open his trunk. I'm like, dun-dun, dun-dun. He opens the trunk, puts the item in, closes it, walks right past the scar without looking down, gets into his car, and they leave, and I wave goodbye to them, say have a nice day.
And I get away with it.
I sure hope no one in the fucking management hears this, because they're gonna get me in trouble. So the reason I say this is because a little after that happened, we got this other guy who helped. He's not a cart pusher, but he helps if you're ever like alone out there, right? He's trained in it. So he's out there pushing carts, and I'm like, hey, now that you're out here, I can finally go take my second break. I'll be right back in 15 minutes. I come back, like, with a chocolate bar in my hand, and I, like, finish it off. And he's like, oh, shit, dude. Oh, man, dude, like, hey, what's wrong? He's like, man, I hit a car pretty bad. And it's, like, in the exact same spot, because he did the same thing I did, where he took them all at once and it hit the fucking handicap spot. The difference was, though, he didn't skid by it. He straight up dented it.
Ooh.
So it's not as easy to avoid this. So I was like, oh, man, this is bad. Look at this, man. I'm like, I mean, what if they don't notice? I'm like, they're gonna notice, man. I'm like, okay, look. And he's like, I gotta tell them. I gotta tell him that we did this, so I'm gonna apologize. I'm like, but do you really have to? And he's like, yes, I have to. I'm like, well, I mean, it was weird. I mean, if you gotta do it, go ahead, I guess. And I'm thinking, like, man, good thing I'm not in trouble right about now. So, so he goes in there and they have to write like a big formal apology to the people. But it turns out the person he hit was actually an employee parked in the handicapped parking space, which you couldn't do. So both people got in trouble.
Ooh, oh, so if he wouldn't have admitted it, nothing would have happened. They would both still be working there.
Well, no, they're both still working. They just both got written up for it. They got in trouble. He's still working there, but he's not allowed to push carts anymore for a while. And I remember being a real sarcastic
imagine
asshole.
Imagine being banned from pushing carts at Walmart. The depths to the depths a man must sink to.
but I remember just the other day before I was alone for like 4 hours, and it was really busy. I'm out there like, how like, hey, is that guy working there today? They're like, yeah. Could you guys forgive him and let him come out here and help me? Because I really need help out here. Fuck. So, yeah, he's still working there, but he's just in trouble. And apparently it costs Walmart money to do that. So they're very, very strict about our new safety regulations where you have to, like, strap the carts down and stuff. And it's, like, really, really slow. So I don't listen to them and I haven't gotten in trouble yet for it. So until they yell at me, I'm not doing it because it takes too much time.
I mean, remember, Alex, I almost broke my foot by running it over with 600 pounds of salt. So.
Oh, I already ran my foot over with the cart manager machine because when I'm pushing it, it's kind of like a train, right? You can't just stop it. The carts are all like, you know, they're a momentum-based, like, thing, right? A bunch of kids run on by. I'm like, Jesus! And I fucking, like, I immediately let go of the fucking thing, and I, like, put my fucking foot instinctively in front of the carts, and just, like, three carts run over my fucking foot. And I'm like, don't fucking do that! Oh, and there are so many times I have to be, I don't want to be an asshole, but, like, it just comes up where, like, I'm pushing the carts, it's, like, through the sidewalk thing to get them over to the back, and people would, like, stop and look at their phones in the dead fucking center of the road, and I can't, like, move my thumb to hit the little horn because it'll to stop all the carts from moving, and, you know, set that momentum-based thing up into a thing. I'm like, I just, like, say it, like, exasperated, like, ma'am, sir, please don't just stop in the middle of the road, and then they get out of my way.
Alex, did I ever tell you about my encounters with the homeless when I was working at Road Ranger?
Please do.
So, as I said before, where my little brother was getting paid $6 an hour to scrape cats off the inside of a car. So I was like called in to like clean a shower, and those are easy. Like, who gives a fuck?
You fool.
I actually really liked doing those because here's what it was: you just go in there, you spray some shit on there, you look at your phone for 15 minutes, and then you wipe it all down with the same dirty towel that they used, which I always thought was kind of gross and literally how you get MRSA and shit. But okay, and they would like leave tips and shit. And so I go in there, and there's, like, this guy who's, like, I'm cleaning a shower. He's just, like, standing in the middle of the hallway going, like, I'm just kind of mumbling. And, like, I leave, and I just kind of, like, eye him. I'm like, I don't know what's up with this dude, but I'm not going to talk to him. My strategy at work, I had a few different, like, strategies I had to employ to survive. Number one is if someone walks past me, do not breathe until you feel, like, the draft of air after them, or you will die. You had to wait for their stink cloud to go past you. Also, you exhale out of your nose whenever you walk past someone. You go, just a light exhale. And so I go in there, and, like, I put all the towels and shit down there, and the guy's like, is that clean? I'm like, yeah, sure. And then, like, I I'm like, go to close it. And he like puts his hand in the door. And then like, I realize like his pants are coming off and his dick's out. And so I just take like 4 steps out. I'm like, nope. And then my manager's like, hey, Ted, can you get this guy out of there? I'm like, I'm sorry, Dan, but I am not going to encounter a homeless man with his pants off for $10 an hour. It's not going to happen. The other time was my roommate Tim was working there. And his car didn't lock. And so I had I was like taking the garbage out. I was in the back. You know, I was listening to like podcasts and doing all my dumb shit, right? And I noticed like someone, I'm like, oh, look, huh, that old guy has the same car as Tim. And he's parked in the same spot. Wait a second. And I go up there and I'm like, sir, are you okay? And he like gets out of the car and he's like covered in sweat bees. Do you know what a sweat bee is?
No, not at all.
It's like this bug with like really big wings and it's like striped like yellow and black. It's not like an actual bee.
Oh, so you encounter that guy from Naruto who can control bugs.
Actually, he's more like the girl from Worm who can control bugs. Anyway, so this dude, like, he's once again mumbling, saying like, okay, did you ever see that thing where there was that old guy on like the airplane that kept saying, I need to go home, I need to go home, like running back and forth, back and forth?
No, I have never seen that.
It was a whole big thing. He faked it so that he could get free airline tickets, but this dude was like, I took my radio, I'm like, hey, Tim, there's this guy trying to get into your car. Could you come out here? I'm pretty sure we don't know him. And he's like sitting there and Tim's trying to tell him like, do you know whose car this is? He's like, oh, it's my car. He's like, all right. Do you know what's in the glove department? And he's like trying to like help the guy realize it's not his car, but he's asking like questions that you would have to have like a normal mental capacity to put two and two together. And so the dude just like stumbles off. And I tell my manager like, hey, I think this dude's like either, because he didn't smell like booze. So I'm like, I don't think he's super drunk, but I think he's like confused or something. So I tell my boss, my just didn't give a shit. He's like, oh, okay, I'll take care of it. He didn't do anything.
I'll take care of it.
And so I go back to doing my stuff, and I come out there again later on to take like garbage out, and he's like trying to get in Tim's car again, but he can't open the door because he's like trying to like open it, like he just can't get his hands in there. I'm like, Tim, this guy's trying to break into your car again. And that's when like one of the cashiers called the sheriff's department. And what it was is that this dude left. He fucking like left a retirement home that was like 20 miles away and just walked a road ranger.
It sounds about right.
But I also saw several drug deals go down at work where people would just drive by into the parking lot, park next to each other, exchange hands, and I get in their cars and drive away, and I get a big huff of that sweet, sweet ganj. And I'm like, I don't think I was supposed to witness that. That job, it had its ups and it's had its downs. It's had its smiles and it's had its frowns.
Dude.
I mean, I got to listen to 6.5 hours of podcasts, so I also almost got hit by the vice president's car. That I almost told him to go fuck himself before I realized he was the vice president.
No, you should have done it anyway, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Every single job I've worked at, besides when I was working at the hospital for like a month, they had a person in a cowboy hat telling me not to steal from the store. Road Ranger had one. Fucking Cracker Barrel had one. The place I'm working at now has one. The nuns, because the hospital was like a Catholic one, the nuns didn't tell me not to steal, but they did tell me to love Jesus. And I responded, so I had to do like a training day there. It was like 8.5 hours, but no one was there. And so I sat there on my phone for like 2 hours of the videos playing. And then like my boss was like, hey, you know, we already clocked the 8 hours. You could just like leave. And I was like, all right, if you say so. So I got to just get up and leave. But I had to quit that job because it was, okay. So what it was is it was like an emergency scribe, right? So I'd be in the emergency room and I would like note down a bunch of stuff like when the person comes in, right? And I think they thought I had some kind of medical training and just never bothered to check. Because I told them, oh, yeah, no, no, I'm at, like, go to college right now. I'm taking, like, a medical terminology class. It's pretty cool.
Oh, boy.
And I think they just took that as, like, oh, he's a fully qualified nurse. And so, like, and I really wanted a job. So, like, I spent 5 or 6 hours every single day for, like, a month in October. I worked so little at the actual job. I got a paycheck for 2 weeks that was $70.
Nice.
For 2 weeks. And that didn't work because, like, I had to memorize, I think, 26 pages of, like, acronyms. And I did it. Like, I passed the test and all that. But then they're like, all right, well, here's some official insurance documents. Sure hope you get everything down or someone could die because you didn't put down that they're allergic to this thing because they mumbled. So, yeah, the job didn't work out, which sucks. It also paid less than my current job, was way more work, and required me to travel 6 times the distance.
Nice. It's kind of like how I used to work at the Salvation Army. Ted, what do you know about the Salvation Army?
Do they have peacocks?
No, they do not have peacocks. They're not that. They're not that keeno. But they do have no employees, no pay, only one radio station, which plays the same 4 Christian rock songs all day. Very, very Christian, by the way. And they smell. They smell really bad. So, let me tell you something about the Salvation Army, right? I did not like working there. And if they hear this, I don't regret it. Unlike Walmart, where, please don't ever hear that. But Salvation Army, nah, hear it loud. That place was so small, so dirty, and so poor. It had nothing but negatives to it, dude. I remember fucking working there and it smelled like shit. Just one day it smelled like actual, just like someone took a shit in the floor. I asked a lady who worked there, Antoinette, and she's like, oh, yeah, someone probably took a shit in here. We gotta go find it. I'm like, what? She was just very, very large, sassy black lady, like stereotypical everything. I'm like,
someone took a shit here. We gotta go find it. You don't. That's not. It's not like a fucking game of prop hunt.
Now,
what? You can't just casually drop that.
Now, luckily, turns out nobody took a shit in there. What happened was the sewer line underneath it burst open, so it just smelled like shit for a week. So, it's actually worse, because now you couldn't get rid of it. They had to get the fucking, not some plumbers, they had to get, like, the actual, like, city out here to fix the fucking, like, pipelines. It still smelled bad in there, though, because it was just dirty. So, here's the thing about the Salvation Army. There are only 2 types of people who shop there. Toothless, tattooed up meth heads, and really old people. That's it. Nothing else. Nobody else goes to the fucking Salvation Army. All the toothless people will go to the electronics section, like, be sniffing around looking for the good shit. I remember, like, right, like, 10 minutes before closing, a very shady guy walks in, like, hey, you guys got any motorized cars? I'm like, I was about to Google, like, all right, does a motorized car help you make drugs? and I'm like, yeah, sir, we got this. He's like, perfect, here you go. And he pays for it and, like, runs out. I'm just like, man, that guy looked fucking weird. We had, they close at 6, because they're very Christian or whatever, because all the Christian people close at 6. So wherever we're locking the door, people would always try to come in, like, right before you close. They're like, no, sorry, we're closed. Like, what was that? I'm like, it means we're closed, sir. What else do you need me to say? You can't buy anything anymore. We're closing the store. I remember one guy said, why are you still out? I'm like, because I still have to clean up the store, sir. Don't be stupid, sir.
Did you actually call him stupid?
We're closed. I can say what I want now. Well, I should say
okay, so it was like, it was a reverse of, did you just blow in from Stupid Town?
Pretty much. I, like, the reason I was even, like, rude was because this one guy came into the store. We kept the locked door.
Stupid, sir.
We closed and we forgot to lock the door. Foolish mistake by us. So a guy walks in like, hey, you guys have any of these those type of pants? I'm like, oh crap, sorry, sir, we're actually closed for like past like 5 minutes. We just forgot to lock it. My bad. And he's like, and what's that mean? I'm like, means you have to leave, sir. I'm sorry. We're open at 10 in the morning, though. If you want to come back tomorrow, he's like, oh, okay. I'm never going to shop here again. I'm like, well, you never typically shopped here in the first place, sir.
Boom.
And then he left.
Holy shit, Alex.
Because he didn't buy anything. I didn't say anything wrong. Look, I was being nice. He said something rude, so he rude right back. I learned that from Antoinette. Antoinette was really rude. Because she's like a 48-year-old like black lady. She had no chill, dude. She was like, oh, she was the worst, but also the best at the same time. I have very mixed feelings about that person.
Oh, yeah. Update on the Road Ranger. One of my bosses got fired for using racial slurs at work.
Nice.
So you mentioned dealing with a bunch of old people. At my job, it's 99% old people. Or no, it's 70% old people, 10% Russian people, 20% Chinese people. And that's because I work like a New York like insurance customer service thing, right? And so I'll do like mostly provider stuff where someone will call in and be like, hey, my claim didn't pay. Why'd that happen? I'm like, oh, it's because WellCare is a shit company.
Nice.
Whoops. It sucks. Because I'll see, like, a doctor will call in and be like, hey, man, so we did all this stuff, went through hours and hours of work, and then the claim got denied. Well, why is it? And I'll check it, and, like, I'll spend, like, because it really irks my merkin, because I'll have to spend, like, 20 minutes checking every single reason, and then the reason's like, oh, no, you did everything right. It's just the insurance company decided to decline it for no reason. Like, who gives a fuck? Anything that, because the purpose of an insurance company is to not pay as much as possible.
Nice.
Its job is to screw people. That's how you stay afloat. But sometimes I'll get a phone call from like someone who like a member instead of a provider. And I had this lady. She called me up, and I still don't know what she wanted. She called me up, and then she just started talking. She was talking about, like, her wheelchair, and how she met with the governor, and how she... Oh, there was, during my training, this guy, the first time I ever got to, like, listen to a phone call, it was some guy, his name was, like, he was named after, he was, like, Rockefeller or something. And the person on the phone that I was listening to, that I was doing my training, was just, like, going through this stuff, he's like... You know, that Trump fella, he's got a real swagger. And I fucking hurt myself laughing so hard. But this old lady, she was just talking to me so what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to, like, try and finish phone calls as soon as possible so you can get to the next one. But,
makes sense.
I don't give a fuck. So this lady, I just had, like, an hour and 45-minute long phone call with her. And after a certain point, like, I was trying to end it, but then she just, like, start quoting different Bible things at me. And then once I finally got to the end of the call, which I didn't do anything, she called in just to talk, I think. And she told me, she's like, you're so nice, what's your address? I'm like, excuse me? Excuse me? She's like, what's your home address? I'm like, I don't think I can give that out. She's like, oh, well, if y'all ever come to New York, I got a batch of cookies for you. So I have an old lady in New York that if I go anywhere in that county, she's probably going to, like, sniff me out and give me some cookies.
Speaking of old people talking to you, I actually have a similar story at the Salvation Army. I'm just, like, moving furniture or something, right? Old guy comes in, sits in one of the chairs, and you can sit in the chairs, test them out before you buy them. You know, makes sense. You got furniture and shit in there. And he's like, you know, I'd like to look at you. I'm like, oh, thank you, sir. He's like, yeah, your beard right there. I remember back in my day, most men, you know, had full-on beards, but, you know, I see a lot of guys nowadays having these little beards. You know, back in my day, he was going on for, like, an hour about his life, right? He's like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I served in the military during this time. They all thought I was Mexican, but I'm actually half Cherokee, which is my skin's so dark like this, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And he goes on and on about his whole story, and,
Were you guys just, like, sitting in chairs?
I was trying to work. I can't tell him to shut up, you know? I can't do that. I can't tell him, sorry, sir, I gotta go back. Like, I didn't know what to do, because like, he's this nice old man.
This would happen at Road Ranger all the time, where a trucker would start talking to me about something, and I can always make the excuse of, oh, sorry, my radio's going off, I need me to go clean a shower. And just zip out of there. You know
lucky
that image
you.
Where Toad is like, you know, I should really, you know, save money and work more hours. Hey, do you want to go home? And then Toad's ripping a fucking wheelie on a motorcycle. Zip it out of there.
See, And today I walked by like, hey, Alex, you gotta get back to work. I'm like, all right, sorry, sir, I gotta get back to work. I walked by and was like, thank you so much, ma'am. So I move over to like another, because it's a very small store. Like I move like a few yards down and start putting stuff away. And the old guy walks, is just walking by shopping stuff, and he looks at me, he's like, oh, hey, I like your beard. And he repeats the exact same setup. He's like, look, your beard. You know, back in my day, people had full-on beards. I see a lot of gay guys nowadays. They have these, like, smaller beards. I don't know what's up with that. And I'm like, sir, yes, you told me that already. He's like, I did? Well, you know, back in my day, I'm actually half Cherokee. And this lady comes by and says, oh, I'm sorry, my grandpa has dementia, and walks him out of the store.
Oh, my God, dude.
I was like, well, that explains that.
Yeah, I get people with dementia calling in at work a lot, too. It always makes me feel bad, because they'll call in several times about the same thing. And I feel bad when, like, the worst day I ever had at work was this lady. She had, like a hip replacement. She had her hip surgery done in 1994, and you're supposed to get those done every 4 years with what she got. And it was like 2017. And so she's like, oh, yeah, my doctor says that a slight breeze could shatter my hips and pierce my internal organs, and I'd die in about 2 hours. And so I had to spend, I spent like, because they wanted me, you know, they want us to like kind of go through calls, but like I was just like stayed there and like I called. Because what happened was she was trying to get, she had like insurance in Missouri because she lived in St. Louis, but there was a doctor in Illinois that she needed to get. And I called up 6 different doctor's offices to like fax them all the forms and do all this shit to make sure that like she got her stuff put through. And this is the one that worked out, because this is the one that actually worked, where I was able to get all the forms and get everything set up. I think at the end, like the last doctor we had to speak to, like the office was closed. Because it was 6 p.m. at that time in their time zone. So I had to give her, like, the phone number and give her everything and do all that dumb shit. But there was this lady who needed, like, she'd get, like, so she moved from Florida. And this is the combination of, like old person thing where, like, so she lived in Florida and then she moved to, like, Atlanta, Georgia. She lived in, like, down deep Florida. And so she told me, like, as I was in the middle of helping, she's like, she mentioned, like, she had to get transportation to her doctor's appointment. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's fine. And then she's like, oh, the appointment's 240 miles away. So she was spending, like, 13 hours a day going down to this doctor in Florida. And then, like, she ran out of trips because she had, like, she had to get, like, transportation only has so many trips. So mm-hmm. She had to go down there so many times every month. And she was spending like 13, 15-hour days just going to the doctor. And I felt bad because like I could tell that she probably had like something loose. You know, like to not think about what was going on. It's like being a Yasuo player in League of Legends. You just feel bad for him, you know?
I mean, back in her day, was she half Cherokee?
Maybe. I think she was half Chinese, because she mentioned that a lot. Why do old people keep mentioning their race so much?
Old people just like to talk about themselves, because I think they kind of realize they're dying, so they want people to like know who they are and care about them before they die.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 24, just turned 24, birthday was on June 17th. Thank you for all the birthday wishes on Discord and Twitter. I just turned 24, so I'm basically invincible and I'm going to live forever. You know, I'm never going to die.
Well, Ted, you can complain about old people talking about themselves. We've had 41 minutes talking about what we did at work.
That's true. That is very true, Alex. Why don't we talk about a video game? Just a video game. Pick one at random. Shaq Fu. Tell me about Shaq Fu, Alex. You won't tell
Shaq
me about
Fu,
it.
Shaq Fu, parentheses, a legend reborn. So that was that Kickstarter game that was, like, funded, what, 4 years ago? I actually donated to that. I got the fucking t-shirt. This time it won't foo it up. So
I'm sorry, what?
This time it's a really bad shirt, but it's Shaq Fu, so it's okay because it's funny. This time it won't foo it up. So Shaq Fu finally comes out. I get my thing, and I'm playing it. So, the game looks and plays about as good as you think a really low-budget indie beat-em-up is going to be. It looks and plays like a really early Xbox Live Arcade title on, like, the 360, you know? Like, low-budget and pretty shitty. What saves this game is it's really fucking funny. It is really goddamn funny. Like, they just rapid-fire doing non-stop jokes between, like, Shaq and Ye-Ye in the first level. He's like, Shaq, I'm not the man you think I am. I know. I know the way you look at me when I do those high kicks. What? No, Shaq, listen to me. Like, they just drop a little stupid joke like that. Or the heel items are icy hot. And he's like, icy hot. Mm-mm. Say no to mucus membranes. And then you'll keep fighting. When Ye-Ye dies in the fucking level, spoilers. He's like, Shaq, you must take this. It is a gold bond. You hear a little ching in the distance. You must use this gold bond. It is your destiny. Master, why do you keep saying so gold bond so much? I get paid every time I say gold bond, Shaq. Gold bond. Ching. the achievement for collecting a bunch of icy hots is also called ka-ching. When you go to L.A., there's this monster. And he's like, man, I'm going to kick your ass. Wait a minute. Are you a man or a woman? And the little demon's like, how dare you even ask? I'm non-gender binary. I'm half and half. And he's like, well, half of you is about to get his ass kicked.
Ooh, problematic. Oh,
my favorite fucking joke, though. It's a recurring joke is that Shaq is Chinese, despite the fact that he's like a 7-foot tall black guy. So you walk past this sign in America that has this icy hot with a Shaq like giving a thumbs up. He's like, man, it's nice to see more Chinese models in American ads.
Oh, this game looks really goofy. It reminds me of Twisted Pixel, you know, where the games, they, gosh darn it, they're trying their hardest and they're wacky, but man, the game is just not that good.
Like, Shaq Fu, like, it's really, really good. The first four levels are fantastic. The last two kind of suck. Shaq, if you're listening, patch the game and get rid of those goddamn boulder sections. They're so long and boring. They pad out the game so bad. You're better off with just having a short, funny, replayable game than trying to get and squeeze, like, 20 more minutes out of it at the end. But it's okay. It's all right. I would recommend if it's on sale for, like, $10, get it. But it's not really worth $20. TBH.
Shaq Fu. This time we won't foo it up.
Well, they didn't show it at E3. The trailer was, yeah, which was a really, really good fucking trailer.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, go watch it.
And if you don't want to buy the game, just watch a fucking walkthrough and listen to all the goddamn jokes. It's really funny. Like, the best thing about it is its goddamn humor. Easy.
Kind of like Death Spank in a way.
See, here's the thing about Death Spank. Okay, big mood. Tad, I 100% of Death Spank. I remember one joke from Death Spank. It was not a good game. Big mood.
What's the joke, Alex?
It was, we were talking to this one NPC in one of the fucking shitty little towns. He's like, I haven't felt this feeling since a long, long time ago. And the little joke is like, the touch of a woman. Like, no, that's not it, you idiot. You have like six different like jokes to say to him that he'll say, no, that's wrong. Kind of like how on Monkey Island you can like have just a bunch of shitty ones just to be funny. That was just one of them. I only remember that one joke. Everything about Death Spank was so mediocre.
You never played the Twisted Pixels bike game, right?
No, but it was. I remember watching those cutscenes you gave me, and I really liked how the evil fucking bike, is dragging around that old lady. So the old lady takes him to like this ice cream shop, and he's like, and it's the motorcycle, but like it's just licking the ice cream with the stupid like motorcycle light. It's dumb.
Their games. Twisted Pixel, I love you, but, man, I knew that Xbox is going to drop you before too long. I saw it coming from a mile away. I hope they keep me. I don't know if, like, there was a splinter thing or not, but fuck. I think that's about it. I haven't been playing, I think I mentioned God of War in the last episode where it was pretty fun, but, like, oh my god. See, I'm a 24-year-old boomer. My time's limited after work. So God of War, I tried to play it for the podcast, and I was playing it, taking my sweet, sweet time, enjoying it, but then after like 30 hours, I kept thinking the story was going to end, but it wouldn't. It wouldn't end. So I kept playing, and then I went to Helheim, and then I came back, and then I went to Helheim, and then I came back again, and
Yeah, I still gotta beat that myself. It's really fucking long, and I got, like, I played through Splatoon, which was really, really good. The Octo expansion, loved it. I played.
Oh, you finished it already?
Yeah, I finished it. It was fucking godlike. That was a really, really good final boss. I don't want to jump spoilers, because, like, unlike these other games, Splatoon 2 is, like, actually good and people like it. So, ooh, like, I highly suggest playing it. I thought it was just going to be, like, you do the challenges and then unlock the Octolings, right? I thought that was just going to be the DLC. Nah, dude, it keeps going. Like, after you do the challenges. You only need to do a few to, like, beat the fucking, like, to the next area. And it has this whole other slew of levels you do. And then it's, like, you get this whole fucking thing. It's so good, dude. I really liked it. It had really good music in it. Really good challenges that are really good. But, fuck the 8-ball missions. I hate physics-based puzzles in video games, because 9 out of 10 times, the physics engine sucks. This is one of those 9 times. So, like, it's almost perfect. Highly recommend it anyway, though. Fuck you.
I actually played through the some of the Breath of the Wild expansion. I did the Master Sword Trials. Those are really fucking cool. Oh my god, they were really fun. The first one was the hardest one. Like, there was basically what it was is you would be in, like, these environments where you just had to, you started with nothing. Unless you cheated and ate, like, a big-ass meal before you went in or something. But in which case, like, fuck off, get out of here. But you would have to go through however many, I think it was, like, 15 for the first one, 28 for the next one, and then, like, 30 for the last one. And the last one, so I spent, like, an hour getting there, because I was playing it very, very carefully, because it goes through, like, a fireplace, and then an ice place, and all this shit, and I fucked up with the ice place, because there's little breaks, like, where you go into an area, and then it's, like, there's some trees that have apples, you know, a treasure chest that gives you a sword, a shield, and something else, you know, to give you a little bit of a reprieve to try and recover your health.
Yeah.
And there were some chili peppers, and I'm like, oh, okay, there's probably gonna be an ice thing coming up after this. I'll take 2 chili peppers, and 3 meats. Ding. This recovers 8 hearts. Shit. Okay. 3 peppers and 2 meat. This recovers 10 hearts. I was fucking,
you fool.
Oh boy. I was sweating fucking bullets. So I only had 1 food dish. So I had to play very, very safe. Like, I would have to, like, use fire arrows, or not fire arrows, because I only had, like, 3 of them, but I would use a fire arrow, shoot something, and then hit it with, like a stick, like one of my wooden swords or a shield, and then take that and, like, use it to stay warm, or, like, throw it to light something else on fire so I had a fire next to me. You know, so like, I would take, like, a Bokoblin spear. It would be on fire so I wouldn't freeze to death, but I only was able to do so much damage before it broke, you know?
Yeah. But so I had question. To be, so, like, do you not have your armor at all?
Nope.
Oh, shit.
You've got no armor. So, on the final one, I got to, like, the second to last one, and it's this huge open field, and I'm like, oh, shit. There's gonna be some hashtag real shit going on in this one. And so, like, I see in the far corner, because I, like, took out the zoom, and I'm like, aha, there's some horses over there. So I run over to the horses, and I catch one after, like, 4 minutes. And then I train it, you know, I go, you know, I get it to listen to my thing, so I'm like, there's probably going to be a bunch of enemies here, and I got to be really careful with it, I got to do this, that, and these. And so I go over to the side, and it starts playing a do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, like the Guardian music. I'm like, oh, shit, here we go. So I run at the Guardian, and then the horse just, like, stops, because there was, like, a rock in the ground. And then I get blasted by the fucking dude, and I fall off the horse. And I'm like, oh, shit. Okay, let me get on my... And blast it off the horse again. It blasts before I get on there. I'm like, oh. Oh, so this is how it's gonna go, isn't it? And I couldn't get back on the horse, because it fucking got caught on a piece of geometry that it shouldn't have got caught on. I was so mad. I just turned the Wii U off and went back to playing fucking, What was I playing? I just, like, turned the Wii U off. I think I went in my room and played Dragon Ball FighterZ. Other than that, nice. DLC was really fun. I haven't done the other half of the DLC, where you have to go and, like, put together the 4 pieces of the Super Horse or whatever the fuck. But Breath of the Wild is a lot of fun. I remember why I liked it. And it has one of the best mechanics I've ever seen in a game. Hero's Path mode. Do you know what that is? Do you remember what that is?
It's not the hard mode. If I recall correctly, it like tracks everything, right?
Yeah, from the very beginning of the game, I can see on the minimap where I traveled, and I can see like the path I forged as I went up through the Twin Peaks, fell off 6 times, went over to the Zora place, did that one first, went over to the Gorons, went over to the desert, went over to the Rudo village. I could travel. I could see where I fought my first Lynel, because it just went dwa 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 like 13 times, because it shows where you died and where like you picked up items and shit. And it's really cool. It's really cool to look back, because I've played the game for almost 200 fucking hours, so it's tracked all that time. I want to at some point go through the game with the UI turned off, so that there's no minimap, so I just have to navigate with, like, you know, land masses. I think that'd be I wouldn't spend as much time fucking around climbing shit, but I think it'd be a lot of fun. So I think that's about it for, like, Alex bought me Invisible Ink for my birthday, and that game's pretty cool. I had no idea what it was besides a stealth game, and it's like a procedurally generated stealth game. You play as like 2 to 4 agents, and you have like so many action points per turn. You can hack compute, like you have like a computer system that can hack security cameras and vaults and shit, and you control all your agents, so you have like a mission. Like one of the missions is just to hack into a corporate vault and get a shitload of money. Or break into this apartment and knock the dude out, inject a neural stimulant and steal the passcode so that I can go to a vault later on and get to the executive's department and get like all that real good shit. And it's like, because you have like a time limit of 72 hours and missions take X amount of hours, you know, like fucking Pikmin 2 or some shit. So it's pretty cool. Yeah, I've only played a little bit of it, but I'm probably going to keep playing that game.
Well, I'm glad you like it, because it was the only game I could find that looked interesting that was also on sale for 75% off.
Oy, you know, kinda, vey.
I mean, yeah, what better way to tell your friend, your best friend, that you love him, other than getting a game that's 75% off?
You know the other way? By listening to Noise Boys. I think Noise Boys 11. So, yeah, I think that's about it for Noise Boys. We haven't done one in a while. I think the start of last month. So it's been almost 2 months. Just wanted to catch you guys up on all of our dumb horse shit, complain about old people, and talk about our jobs. You can find the podcast on YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, the website lmtya.com, or letmetellyouabout.moe. There's an email, which is letmetellyouabout, but it has 3 T's at the end, @gmail.com. There's a Discord in the description, a Patreon in the description, all that good shit. And Alex, remember, every single time that I mention Revival on Dungeons & Dragons Real Play Podcast, I get -$5.
Nice.
You gotta say cha-ching.
Oh, cha-ching!